You take on the role of one of five European nations or that of an imaginary native nation. No matter what side you choose, you'll spend lots of time exploring, starting colonies or villages, and treating with your neighbors in a variety of peaceful and not so peaceful ways.
If you play a European, you'll also have to deal with the mother country. Their diplomatic standings may not match with your colonial realities, and their taxes will become oppressive. If you play the natives, you don't have a mother nation. Instead, you'll be trying to unite the independent tribes into a single entity that can toss the Europeans back into the sea.
One great thing about the game is the huge variety of options available to the player, especially in the custom games. You can focus on exploration, colony management, conquest, whatever you like. You can specify the land sea rations, set score levels or a time limit, even turn on a time-to-move penalty option, particularly useful in a multi-human game.
I wish they'd included the ability to specify smaller world sizes. Even with a small amount of seed land, you can end up with a pretty big swath of sea to hunt through. Also, I wish you could choose to start with a colony or colonies already up and running.